Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I'm going to be talking and praying this week about the road to great, what it looks like to have a greatness as defined by God. Most people have some level of desire to be great. Whatever that means, however they define that in their life, sometimes we want to be greatest of all. We want to be greatest in a sport. We want to be greatest in our career. We want to be greatest in our church, in our family. But what does this road to greatness really look like? We're working on a sermon series, Lessons from the Road, and considering various encounters that people had as they walked the roads of Israel with Jesus. And this first topic, as the disciples walked along the road with Jesus, they kind of talk among themselves. And they argue about who's the greatest. I say talk among themselves because when they get to their destination, Jesus asks them, so what were you talking about on the road back there? Now, I would say nobody really wants to fess up. But Jesus knows. And he turns the pursuit of greatness upside down. And each weekday morning, we're going to take a look at something that God says we ought to be great at by his power, by his help. And we're going to kick off the broadcast part of our week talking about a greatness in love. John 15, verse 13, Jesus says, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Now, I know many times we read this verse, we think about this verse in regard to a person dying in order to save someone else. We think about the fellow soldier who throws himself on a grenade in order to save those around him. We think about those that put their own life in jeopardy so that someone else can live. And those are very true and real applications of this. In fact, Jesus will describe himself as the greatest example, who calls those following him his friends that he's willing to lay his life down for, and that he does lay his life down for. But I think there are times that, like the command to love our neighbor, we want to justify ourselves, and so we want the narrowest definition possible of what it looks like to lay down our life for our friend. Many will claim, believers in Christ will claim, that they would give their life for Jesus. They would give their life for a brother or sister. But what we sometimes refuse to give is to give up our opinion, to give up our comfort, to give up our likes and desires. been a long time since I've seen a study that would be current, but back a decade or two ago, current studies were saying that the vast majority of church splits, where groups within a church congregation go their separate ways, and one of them stays at the church and the other starts a new church, by far are caused by non-theology, non-doctrinal issues. We lay down our life for our friends, but don't ask me to sing a different kind of music. Don't ask me to sit in a different kind of seating arrangement. Don't ask me to look at a different color of carpet. Don't ask me to change in order to benefit someone else. And this greatness in love says that neighbor matters more than I do. Now, I'm not talking about compromising truth. I'm not talking about watering down the gospel. I'm not talking about abandoning the teachings of Jesus. In fact, he says that we ought to teach those who would believe in Jesus, we ought to teach them to obey everything that he commanded. Not talking about a legalistic style of teaching either. But I am talking about grace. I'm talking about mercy. I'm talking about humility. This greatness in love says, it doesn't have to be my way. It needs to be God's way. And when we understand the importance, and we begin to filter our reactions and our actions through that question, is this God's way or my way? Sometimes we do align with God's way and they match. And that's what we ought to strive for. But I would suspect most of the time they don't quite match. Sometimes they're very different. And when we align with God's way, we offer not our life in the sense that we physically die, but our life in the sense that we die to self. It's kind of what the Bible talks about when we're immersed into Christ, that we've been buried with Christ, we die with Christ so that we can be raised with Christ and live with Him. It's not that we physically die in that moment of being immersed into water. But we ought to be dying to self and being raised to live for God. And this greatness of love says that the greatest among us is the one who serves everybody. The one who becomes that very abrasive word, a slave to all, a bondservant. Someone that's obedient to the desires of others. And again, all of this is done under the headship of Christ. It's not becoming a servant of all and they tell you to go rob a bank and, well, you have to do what they say. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a greatness in love that serves, number one, under the direction and authority of God. And number two, under what truly benefits and builds up the other person. And being brought into their sin is not building them up any more than it's building us up. But choosing not to argue about meaningless things can actually build both of us up. And we lay down our life. The heart behind that is that you matter more than I do. And we begin by saying that to God. You matter more than I do. And He calls us to say that to one another. We think, well, I'll get taken advantage of. You might. But if we live in community with believers, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we all take on that same attitude that was found in Christ Jesus, who humbled Himself, the actually taking it, being taken advantage of, dissipates. Because we're all being built up as the body of Christ into the head, who is Jesus. And so today, how will I lay down my life for someone else? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You. I thank You that You are a God that loves us. And in fact, Your love is so great, so pure, so real, that it doesn't ask of us what You've not already done. We could not be right with You. We needed someone willing to lay down their life so that we could live. The only one that could really do that and still maintain their own life was Jesus. And the love of calling us friends, the love of redeeming us, buying us back from sin, the love of giving us instructions and commands and a spirit to help us live those. And God, today, help us to be mindful of how we can lay down our life for our brothers and sisters in Christ, how we can lay down our life for one another and still live. And even if those circumstances require us to physically lay down our life, may we grow in that type of a greatness of love. And so many times we say and we think we would do that, but we're never tested, but we're so often tested on those smaller areas of laying down our life. So many times, God, we fail. We want to be number one. We want to be great. We want to be in charge. God, help us to accurately know the things of importance. the things of truth that can't be compromised or shouldn't be compromised. And in those matters of opinion, help us to lay down our life and to grow in this greatness of love. And God, when we do that, it's following that example of Jesus in such a way that we lift Him up. And so help us today to lift up Jesus in all things so that He would draw many to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.